All right. Welcome to the Technocast today. Today, our podcast is going to be a little different. We're going to be offering some of our Technica tips, patent pending. Instead of interviewing a guest, Chloe and I are just going to be discussing a topic that we have had a lot of experience with here at Technica, and that is how to effectively train new editors. So let's dive right in.
A large part of training editors and setting them up to be successful has to do with being, guess what, an effective editorial assistant.
Because you're effectively training new editors.
What? As an editorial assistant, it's essential to know your role and how you fit into the big picture of the editorial workflow. You can achieve this by introducing best practices, providing responsive support, and skillfully managing dashboards.
So let's hit the ground running in your relationship with your editor. Your first introductory meeting you have with your editor is very important. So always come prepared. The ball is in your court.
Get started by setting up a screen share and a phone call to go through the basics of what your editor needs to know in terms of editorial management software. Outline what's expected for your editor. But be careful, you don't want to overload them with details. You want to be clear and specific in your instructions.
In addition, talk about best practices for managing a dashboard. Note that when we say the word dashboard throughout this podcast, I'm referring to the editorial action items within a manuscript database. So outline what strategies you employ to keep manuscripts moving in your other offices and see if this appeals to your editor. Offer up some personal tips. For example, you could suggest that revised manuscripts be automatically moved to make decision, or that manuscripts sent for major revision should go back to the original reviewers every time. The key is to set this up early with your editors so as to not confuse them later on during the relationship.
Let's now turn to how we as editorial assistants can provide responsive support by setting achievable daily goals. Being an editorial assistant means juggling multiple tasks and unexpected issues, such as author queries, appeals, new manuscripts coming in, you name it. To succeed, you need to understand your responsibilities, handle the dashboard in an efficient way, and learn to prioritize what tasks are most important for the journal workflow.
As an editorial assistant, it is important to stay on top of what manuscripts are in your editor's dashboard. Do not let a manuscript sit for too long. This includes prompting your editor to select reviewers in a timely fashion, sending reminders to reviewers when they're overdue, and problem solving any issues that might come from authors, reviewers, or editors. Follow a chain of command if you don't know how to solve your problem. Know who to turn to if you have a question, whether it's one of your colleagues, your JOA, or the production department of your journal. If you don't have the answer right away, let people know you are investigating a solution and use your resources to find it.
Assistants need to be familiar with what communication works best for their editor, whether it's daily or weekly emails, phone calls, or even leaving notes on manuscripts. We'll discuss daily best practices that editorial assistants can employ. The work that you put in here helps establish rapport for your editor. And remember, by keeping your editor's dashboard up to date, you can set your editor up for success.
So some of these helpful practices include sending dashboard updates via email to your editor once or twice a week. These updates should be concise and list action items such as one new manuscript was assigned to you, or two manuscripts are in your awaiting decision queue. This can help your editor stay on task and stay organized.
Editorial assistants should check dashboards twice daily, once in the morning and again in the late afternoon, or really any time throughout the day. Routine checks during the business day can help your editor stay on top of items. Prompt your editor when reviewers need to be added.
To expedite manuscript processing, always complete admin checklists where necessary. This includes checking to see if a manuscript has what it needs before sending it out for review by following an in-house best practices guide. Assistants are crucial to this process.
When necessary, perform conflict of interest checks. So you should know if your journal requires these checks between editors and authors or authors and reviewers. You should consult with your editor and the best practices for the journal. Additionally, have a system in place such as Web of Science to streamline the process.
When a decision is ready, you should always perform editorial checks per the journal's style guide. We also recommend checking manuscripts prior to a decision being made in order to expedite the process. Discuss in advance with your editor how they would like to handle decisions. Make sure communication is clear on this protocol and always check that all components of a decision letter are ready to go before committing a decision.
And that leads us to our final point. Check in with your editor regularly. Know their habits. Talk about the best way to communicate in that initial session, and then check in periodically, especially if there are procedural updates in your journal. Find out whether your editor prefers one daily email versus several small emails. Everyone works differently, and it's important to be flexible. The better you know your editor, the more the workflow can be streamlined.
So those are our Technica tips for training new editors. If you have any suggestions on best practices that you have used for training editors in your position, please let us know either on Twitter or through our blog comments or on our Facebook page.
Thanks for listening, and we look forward to hearing from you soon.